The following is a presentation of Learfield ING College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CNG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, Hokies, and welcome to a Virginia Tech Sports Network first quarantine edition of Tech Talk Live. John Laser, pleased to be back with you. However, I'm sitting in my kitchen. Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup appears to be sitting in his kitchen as well, and head coach Justin Fuente is with us from his office, still working to get the Hokies ready for Wake Forest in 6 days. And, Coach, go back, of course, to a big victory over Boston College in your second home game, and there were a ton of positives to take out of that performance, and we'll certainly get to all of those. But earlier today, you said on reflecting on the win, you didn't actually feel like the team played that well. What led you to that assessment?
Well, I just feel like there's so many things that we need to and we can get better at, and I think it's important in sports that you shouldn't let the outcome overrule the need to improve, just in the same way that if you fall short, you can still be proud of some of the things that you've done. So I'm not downgrading the victory. I thought Boston College was playing really well when they came into the game. They've done a fantastic job thus far this year, and I'm happy to get the win. There were so many things defensively and offensively and in special teams that we can impact the game for Virginia Tech in a much more positive manner by doing some really fundamental things a little bit better. That also encourages me. You know, it makes me feel good that that we can still improve and get better. You know, there's probably a myriad of reasons for all that, some of it being just the jumbled nature of both fall camp and, you know, the first couple of weeks of the season. But plenty of room for improvement for us in all three phases.
Coach, you think about Hendon Hooker, he seemed like he was on a mission. His first start just kind of picked up right where he left off of that second half at Carolina. Just talk about the game he played, and he just didn't seem like he wanted to be denied or tackled, or he put up some impressive numbers.
Yeah, he did. He was really efficient. You know, obviously in the passing game, I think he was 11 of 15, which is a pretty good percentage there. It's kind of weird how the game worked out that we only threw it 15 times, but you know, I don't think we picked up very many passes in the second half, or at least, you know, the fourth quarter. So, but really impressed with the way he ran the offense and how he ran the football. You know, there was only a couple of those runs that were quarterback runs. Most of them are reads. I think that's indicative of our ability to run the ball with our running backs, that we caught them sucking down a little bit too far, and Hendon was able to pull it and get some really big runs and break some tackles. You know, he punched one in on the goal line on a quarterback run and had a couple pull reads where he made guys miss and they couldn't bring him down and he got extra yardage.
As the season goes along, Fu, and you continue to have that traditional success running the football with Khalil and now with Raheem as well, how much luxury does that give you to open up some of those other things that defenses have to account for?
Well, it certainly has become a focal point of what people are trying to stop, and I feel so remarkably blessed. I mean, we didn't even We weren't able to suit up Jalen Holston for this game. He was unavailable. Keyshawn King is working his way back in. He touches the ball one time on kickoff return and returns it all the way to the 50-yard line for a big momentum play. So, you know, we were starting to get some a little bit of depth and some guys that certainly are capable of helping us win games. But it's becoming apparent that the focal point of what people are trying to take away is the running game. And Raheem continues to feel comfortable. I talked a little bit about it after the game. You know, he was unavailable heading into the first game until right before the first game. We played him a little bit. Then Raheem came up with a little bit of a hamstring, so he didn't practice the next week. He's now finding his groove to be a really productive player too. So I'm just really excited about where we're headed in terms of being able to run the football and kind of make everything else go after running the ball.
I know you're excited about Khalil Herbert too. I mean, you think about had 143 yards. He returns kicks. He has a touchdown catch. But you talked about after the game how good he is on the sideline with some of the other guys, just teaching. Just talk about the other aspect of him that's so impressive.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just a fine young man. But, you know, I'm standing there during one of the many long TV timeouts, and he is explaining to Raheem what he's seeing on the stretch play. And for those of you listening at home, that's the play that Khalil has been really effective at. You know, it's kind of flat down the line of scrimmage, and sometimes it runs around the edge. Sometimes he cuts it up the middle. Sometimes he cuts it all the way back. He's got great vision on that play. And he was kind of coaching Raheem up on what he was seeing. Raheem's a little bit less patient on that play, so he was trying to get him coached up. But I tell you what was pretty cool, and we talked about this as a football team on Sunday. I tried to make this point, is the world is a better place, and we're all a lot happier when we don't care who gets the credit. You know, when we don't spend our time pining for what other people have or what other people have done or accomplished, and this is football or life. I try to make this message to our kids because there is so much of that that goes on nowadays. And I saw so many great examples of that on our football team on the sidelines. I saw Jared Hewitt coaching up Mari Barno on pass rush moves. I saw Keyshawn King take great pride in us scoring on the drive after his kickoff return. So those are the things that help fuel a football team, along with talent and discipline and those things. But that unselfish nature in a very, you know, selfish world, essentially, right now. And it's all human nature. I understand it and I get it. But trying to drive that point home and using some of our older players as great examples has been really helpful.
This is Tech Talk Live, a little unorthodox fashion tonight, but we're glad you're with us as we continue with the Hall of Famer Mike Burnup and the head coach Justin Fuente all the way up until 8 o'clock. We will get into the preview of Wake Forest. But on the other side, we continue to reflect back on the Hokies' third victory of the season. It comes over Boston College. You continue to listen to TTL tonight across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avalito's, and Bull & Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Midfield, Boston College with four receivers. Jerkovic sells the handoff, passes on a fade down the right sideline. It's picked off, third turnover of the night. Virginia Tech making moves all evening. Devin Taylor, 9 interceptions with Illinois State. He's got his first with Virginia Tech.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Lazer with more Tech Talk Live.
Next man up, it is the motto of 2020. You hear from Bryant Johnson there, who did a phenomenal job calling the Hokies' victory against Boston College. John Lazer, though, back with you alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and joined, as we are each and every Monday, by head coach Justin Fuente. You just heard one of the three turnovers there, Fu, and I want to get into the defensive effort and their opportunistic nature, but I'd be remiss if I went any further without talking about Doug Nestor and the job that he's done over the last couple of weeks filling in for Luke Tenuta. And of course, he's been a big part of the plan, but how nice is that to be able to have that level of confidence and not change what you're doing strategically in the game plan?
Well, I'm really proud of our depth and of our entire group there on the offensive line. We've got some guys that have played quite a bit that really give us quality depth. Doug played both right guard and right tackle in the game the other day. Silas Janzi filled in really well at right tackle. Really did a good job. I was really proud of him, just to kind of keep hitting on those lines. As you know, we took him out and shuffled the lineup a little bit. Got Nestor and Hudson in there at the same time, and Silas was unbelievable on the sidelines, helping guys out, cheering people on. Really, a cool example of team. But all of those guys up front deserve a tremendous amount of credit. We've got guys with great experience that have played well. They're starting to gel together and take a lot of pride. And obviously, I'll be happy to get Luke back. I think Luke was playing really well when he went out, so we'll have to get him back up and running and continue to keep those guys fresh as we hopefully sustain drives and get to keep those guys on the field for long periods of time.
Yeah, that was great. He got to be the co-lineman of the week. That was fabulous. And then, tell you about Justin Hamilton. He had to be happy to have some bodies back on defense. I mean, Lord, forcing 5 turnovers, stopped the run, knew he had to do that, only gave up 14 points. He had to be one of the happiest guys down there, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he is real happy, and he deserves it. I mean, go through what he's gone through at an early age, my gosh, to miss the first several games and then have to come back and really, not have much of a chance 2 weeks ago in that game and with all the things that were going on. But, to have his guys, or our guys, I guess I should say, come back and play hard. And we made a lot of mistakes. I'm telling you, we just haven't played together very much. And I'm excited about what we can be, but, we've got to have great weeks of practice to continue to improve. And he keeps putting those guys in good positions to go make plays. We've got a safety that's deep, more often than not, to kind of help those balls that get chunked way up in the air, way down the field. And, we've got two of the finest secondary coaches in America right here with Smitty and Jayham. And, when they've got their guys in there and we're shoveling guys in and out, we've got a chance to be pretty good.
Foo, Divine Diablo returns. We've talked any number of times about how important his presence is and just what he's able to communicate more than anything to everybody else. As you shuffled him a bit in this game, or Justin Hamilton shuffled him a bit, what were your thoughts on the outcome of that, and also Devin Taylor, who we just heard with that interception?
I'm really proud of Devin filling in and playing some safety. We'll continue to keep him there and see how that goes. But, you know, obviously we reserve the right to have to move guys around again. Hopefully we're on the downhill slide of all that, and we can get Waller back and get some depth back rolling through there. But, you know, Divine just brings so much more than just good play. He's just such a calming effect on everybody. He can play all the positions back there. Heck, he's a calming effect on the head coach too. I mean, he's played so much, and he's just got such an even keel and such an intelligent, smart player. I think everybody feels more comfortable when he's out there.
Coach, how about Jamari Connor?
Sorry, Mikey. We're still working out our Zoom quarantine edition of Tech Talk. Yeah. Mikey's going to hit you with the first question on the other side. Got to take a scheduled break. Tech Talk Live is presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. More with head coach Justin Fuente, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, right after this across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's that time of year, spending time with our Virginia Tech Hokies and getting outside to enjoy all that Virginia's Mountain Playground has to offer. Visit GilesCounty.org to find your playground. In Giles, we have the Cascades Waterfall to hike to, the New River Water Trail to fish, paddle, and enjoy, and small communities to shop, dine, and drink, all while taking in the scenic beauty of Giles County. Located just west of Blacksburg on Route 460, Giles, Virginia's Mountain Playground, is waiting to welcome you. Visit GilesCounty.org today.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
Starts middle, a roller coaster ride of excitement. He veers to the left, darts into the end zone. Touchdown, Hokies. What a big block by Christian Darrisaw.
The latest Virginia Tech football news straight from the source. You're listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Once again, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live continues, as does the Vice Squad, leading the way for Khalil Herbert to score a receiving touchdown during the Hokies' victory against Boston College. Tech Talk Live tonight, presented by our friends at Coke. Stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Together, tastes better. John Laser and Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, who picks it up as we open another segment with head coach Justin Fuente.
Yeah, so Coach, I was thinking about Jamari Connor. You know, most of the time around here, these parts of the last few years, Rayshard Ashby's always leading the team in tackles. But this week, Jamari Connor, you look down there, he had 11 tackle performance. He's the ACC Defensive Back of the Week. Just talk about what he brings to the table. That guy is all over the place and one of the best open field tacklers you can have.
He really is. I mean, he's such a headsy, smart player. I mean, the strip he had, on the one of the turnovers, I thought was just it was clinic tape, exactly what you want your player to do. Dorian jumped on the ball, but it was just a fantastic play. And, you know, I think he feels good in what Jay Ham's asking him to do. You know, Jay Ham's kind of freed him up a little bit and letting him play and, you know, really has a chance to really blossom as this season goes along. Both coming off the edge and playing in space, he's just physical, headsy, good football player.
Who did you take any irony in this year, a +5 in turnover margin against Boston College as contrasted by last year's season opener?
Well, I had put that so far out of my mind, like mental block. But somebody, as somebody always does, reminds me that we gave them plenty of them last year. So they owed us a few turnovers. So they paid us back. But I just thought, you know, I thought the biggest thing, they're all turnovers are big, don't get me wrong, but the first two, you know, like we were still trying to find our footing. I thought we played a lot better on defense in the second half, a lot faster. We played a little bit more man coverage. We were more sound in the run game for certain. But to create those two turnovers in the first half when we were not playing real well, quite honestly, I thought was really huge to keep them off the scoreboard, when we were still kind of struggling a little bit defensively.
Yeah, that was, I mean, they were moving the ball right down the field pretty fast pace there until those turnovers happened. You know, you talk about momentum. It's hard to get. It's hard to keep. It's hard to flip momentum. How do you handle that on the sideline with the guys? Like, how do you kind of keep them grounded and overcome those chips and, like, whatever happens momentum-wise?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to prepare them before the game. And, you know, I do believe in momentum. I think it's real and, you know, it's hard to get and hard to keep and easy to lose and even harder to regain. And it's something we talk about in practice. As we create a competitive environment, usually it's offense versus defense. Sometimes it's just wide receivers versus DBs or O-line versus D-line. But as we create that competitive environment, invariably, one side starts to get the best of the other, and that's when we start to talk to those guys about being able to reclaim the momentum, like who's going to bear down and focus on their fundamentals and their effort so that you can reclaim some momentum in the drill or what we're doing in practice. And so you can refer back to those in the middle of the game, you know, like let's go respond just like we've done before, like we've done in practice. This is exactly what we've prepared for. We should never be surprised by anything. Like we always have to be planning for the next assault or the next event that happens so that when we're put in the moment, we're not surprised. So, I mean, I hope we do a good job of that. I think we do. You can't always respond. Sometimes the other team's just so good that you can't respond or things happen, you know, so on and so forth. But, you know, there were a couple times in that game where I thought as a football team, we responded to some adversity. And ultimately, that was the difference in the game.
Fu, how difficult or maybe impossible has it been, speaking of momentum, to maintain momentum week to week up to this point? How pleased are you that you potentially now will have the opportunity to do that?
Well, I'm not saying anything about anything going well or COVID or anything, because I read, I don't read much when it comes to what's going on in football with Virginia Tech or what's going on outside these walls. I read books, but I do know enough to know there have been some people that have spoke up about how well they're handling it or what's going on or what they think should happen. And then the next thing you know, that, you know, they're dealing with those issues. So I hope we are on the mend. I know there's still going to be adversity down the road, but I'm going to tell you, we have not had continuity. We have not had momentum. It's been literally a new week or a new year every single day around here. Last week was the most normal week we've had since the first week of fall camp, really. So hopefully we can keep stacking those normal days on each other, ultimately normal weeks and hopefully normal months.
Hokies have stitched it together about as fine as anybody in the country to 3 wins, including their most recent triumph over Boston College. They take it back on the road this week down to Truist Field in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. They'll take on Wake Forest at 3:30. Mike, myself, the rest of the crew, we'll get you all tuned in at 2 o'clock. Much more Tech Talk Live to come, however, including our preview of Wake Forest. And, of course, a little while from now, fun with Foo, as always, on a Monday. This is Tech Talk Live from Learfield, IMG College.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bull and Bones Brewhouse. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Even though Lane may not be filled with over 60,000 fans this fall, you can still be in Lane, making the presence of Hokie Nation felt. Thanks to the support of proud partner Sign Spot in Blacksburg, personalized fan cutouts are now available. For just $70, you can support the Keep Jumping Fund and have your custom fan cutout in Lane for the entire season. Learn more by visiting Hokiesports.com/fancutouts today.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's over 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. Check out our Facebook for the latest news and offerings. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
Snap, and it's Hooker. Fake the handoff and dance your way into the end zone. Hendon Hooker giving three. Third touchdown of the night. Virginia Tech, this offense is special.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues as does the Hokies season. They're in the midst of a string of 4 out of 5 games on the road, and game 3 of that essential road trip this week against Wake Forest. And hey, Hokie fans, check out Hokies Interactive presented by CMG Leasing in the Hokie Sports app during breaks in play on game day to win prizes like a Zoom call with me or Mikey, an exclusive game day package, or even $1 million. Play along, play Hokies Interactive. He is not eligible for that contest, but he is to reclaim our questions with Coach Fu. He's Mike Burnham.
Coach, let's talk some special teams. I mean, you think about that. The squib kick, how well they covered that. And they covered kicks well all night. Think about the sky kick that Keyshawn got and how Oscar had to field that rough snap. Just kind of give your overall kind of a grade on the special teams, how well they did.
Yeah, sure. I've been pleased. Our kickoff return unit has been productive. I think that's a sign of respect when you get a crossfield kick like that or a sky kick. I want to give credit to James Shebest. He does a fantastic job with our special teams, and the detail with which he goes about it, I think, is remarkable. You know, a lot of guys wouldn't spend time on cross field kicks, and, you know, within the rules now, you can just fair catch it. But, you know, our kids executed that really well, ended up being a big momentum play, getting the ball all the way back to the 50. And then, to take advantage of their penalty to squib the ball down there when we were kicking off from the 50. So, if you kick it in the air, they can just fair catch it. So you've got to squib it and try not to squib it down there inside the 25, but don't kick it out of bounds and try not to kick it into the end zone. So it's a delicate, kick, but Parker executed it really well. We covered it well, downed them on the 10. They fumbled. The offense went in and did not get a first down and kicked the field goal. In my mind, that's just stealing 3 points right there. I mean, that's winning football. I thought we looked faster covering punts. We've got to continue to get better. Our personnel is getting better as we get healthier in terms of covering punts. Punt return unit is the one that we have not gotten any productivity out of that I was probably the most excited about when we headed into the season. So we've got to continue to improve there. I thought we've had some chances to make plays in that unit throughout the season, but have not done it yet. And I'm hopeful that we can kind of get that thing kickstarted on punt return.
You mentioned the sky kick, Fu, and Keyshawn King takes that nearly back to midfield. You eventually march it down the field and score an impactful touchdown. It was big for momentum, but how big, in your opinion, was it for Keyshawn? His availability, like so many guys, has been turbulent, to say the least, thus far this season. Just for him to get his hands on the football, have some success again.
Well, quite honestly, this whole thing has been difficult on Keyshawn, and we talk a lot about it. And, you know, he's missed time, but he's also – he's watching a couple older guys have a lot of success, and you know, I know he would like to be out there every single down, but he's, you know, and that sometimes happens when young players play before they're ready and before they've really had the chance to earn their way onto the field. And I think he's doing a great job now of exactly what we talked about early in the show, and that is not worrying about the credit and who gets the accolades, but being about contributing to the team. He's covering kicks for us. He is going to play tailback, you know, like it's going to happen this season. He's going to get in there and carry the football in a meaningful way. That's absolutely 100% going to happen throughout the year. We just got to get him back up and running and ready to contribute. But it was a big play, and he knows it was a big play. We recognized him in front of the team, and it was cool to see him back smiling a little bit.
Coach, you know what else has been a little bit difficult, and I don't even know how to even start where you're handling it. How are you doing with recruiting? And you got Black, White, and all these games you're playing down in North Carolina, which is a pretty fertile area. How important is it having that exposure down there that you've been under so much?
Well, I guess it's good. I mean, nobody can come to the games. So, you know, the thing that one of the many things that makes Virginia Tech special, obviously, is game day here. This is a proud academic institution, but the Saturdays in the fall here are special, and they are different than they are anywhere else in this region. And I don't mean any disrespect to any other school in our league or our region, but that's just the facts. And this is a place that takes it seriously and supports our team with fanatical enthusiasm. And, you know, it's a little unfortunate that we haven't been able to show that off. You know, nobody else has got to show theirs off, but ours is better than everybody else's. So we want to show those things off. So it's been difficult, you know, but it's been hard on the kids too. You know, those recruits are, some of them aren't playing, some of them are playing in the spring. Some of them are playing in front of packed houses and can't understand why other people, you know, don't have fans that they're, I mean, you know, this whole problem or this whole deal we're dealing with is so regionalized that it's just odd, because you get on the phone with kids. Some of them are going to school. Some of them aren't going to school. Some of them are in it all day. Some of them are just staring at a computer all day. Just the wide variety of what's going on across the country is kind of adds to the uncertainty that everybody has right now. And recruiting is just one of those examples.
You still have about a half hour to go, but I don't think we'll top that for quote of the night. Ours is in fact better than everybody else's. Facts are facts. And then we have the facts for you here on Tech Talk Live. We've also got the 4-1-1 on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Rare back-to-back meeting for these two teams, as the Hokies, of course, had Wake Forest here in Blacksburg a year ago. We continue with head coach Justin Fuente. This is Tech Talk Live across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Today tastes like game day at home. Like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining. And an ice-cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today, tastes like watching football is supposed to. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Toss from the right hash to the left side of the floor, and it's Levy turning around, getting twisted to the ground. He's outside the numbers, and the ball is out as well. Virginia Tech forcing and recovering their third fumble of the game.
It's Monday night, and you're dialed in to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For the latest Hokie scoop, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live continues on this Monday. Fun with Foo still ahead as we're joined by the head coach. But right now it's time for Are You Ready for Game Day? Brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating at Lane Stadium or following the Hokies at home. Coach, I know you have tremendous respect for Dave Clawson and the job he's done with the Wake Forest program. Last year we spent a ton of time, and I know you did too, in film study, diagnosing the long mesh play that they ran so effectively, and then ultimately you guys had a lot of success in defending it on Bud Foster night. No more Jamie Newman. What is the situation offensively for them? Is it similar to last year, or have things changed quite a bit with Hartman at quarterback?
Well, they still have the same up-tempo philosophy with formations and really trying to score and score quickly. And they've done that. I mean, they're averaging over 40 points a game. Sam Hartman, I think, is in a lot of ways a more dangerous player than Jamie Newman. He's a great passer. They don't run him quite as much. They still do the RPO game where they ride the tailback down, you know, almost to the line of scrimmage and can pull it and throw it, or pull it and actually block a blitzer. But, you know, he's playing at a really high level. I mean, they've got the ball on their own 1 yard line and they're throwing bombs. I mean, they are aggressive. You can tell that Coach Clawson has a lot of confidence in this young man, and they have not turned the ball over, playing really well and much improved on defense. They have, I believe, 8 or 9 starters back. I know it's a bunch from their defense last year. They're the only one that even stayed on the field with Clemson. They opened up with Clemson and lost, but you know, they played them closer than anybody else so far. So this is a veteran football team that, last year doesn't mean anything. You know, if if as coaches or players, we're going to say that because what happened last year, it's going to carry over. We're just lying to ourselves. We got to get ourselves ready to go on the road and go play a really good football team that will be hungry to beat us.
And then you talk about the defense a little bit, Coach. I mean, here they are. They're a plus 18 in turnover margin. Only 5 penalties a game. Talk about old Boogie Basham, the kind of kid that's kind of local here. And he's got that streak of 22 games with a tackle for loss. Talk about a little bit more in detail about their defense. What do you expect there?
Yeah, well, Basham lines up at the field defensive end. He's a big, strong kid that I guess he's not a kid anymore. He's a grown man out there. I mean, he's playing at a high level. He's good in the run game and has some really, really good pass rush skill. They know exactly what they're doing defensively. They have answers for whatever you give them. They're sound. You can tell. And, as coaches, we watch teams and we don't ever say it publicly who we think's well coached and who we don't. But we can tell who has answers and who doesn't. And, the public sometimes doesn't know that or thinks they know it. But I'm telling you, this team has answers. And they've got answers in all phases of the game. Well coached and we'll be well prepared for this game.
Well, we are just about to the witching hour, as they call it on the NFL Red Zone channel. It is nearly time for Fun with Foo. The one positive of my wife and I's quarantine is we've been watching a lot of Yellowstone. We'll get into that. The social dilemma is on the docket. And of course, it's Halloween season with a big Halloween guy, Justin Fuente. We continue with the head coach. This is Tech Talk Live from Blacksburg and Learfield, IMG College.
Meat. Smithfield meat. Sports. Hokie sports. Smithfield meat and Hokie sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa, to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
It's time to put the feet up on the desk and throw away the playbook. This is Fun with Foo, presented by Blacksburg Eye Associates, your local source of eyewear and advanced eye care. Here's the man with the tough questions, John Laser.
Well, quite frankly, since we're doing this ACL from our respective homes and offices. We've had our feet up on the desk for quite some time, or in my case, the kitchen counter. But nonetheless, this is Fun with Fu, highly anticipated as it is each and every week, as is Halloween in my household. Fu, you know my wife, Renee, she loves her jack-o'-lantern shirts and sweatshirts this time of year and is excited to get them out. We have seen a myriad of Halloween costumes from the Fuente girls over the years. Have they nailed down this year's style?
Yeah, it's an odd year. No trip to the pumpkin patch because the bye week kind of messed us up and COVID. We blame COVID for everything, so we might as well blame them for no trip to the pumpkin patch. So I'm sure we'll have some pumpkin carving coming up soon. I remember last year, Halloween, it was pouring down rain and we still went trick-or-treating. And I'm pretty sure that it was more for me than for the kids. Like, I was more excited to go in the pouring rain than they were. Several of our neighbors, I sure, looked at me cross-eyed, like, what are you doing dragging these kids around in the rain? But I think Charlotte, and I don't think, I know, Charlotte is going with a butterfly. She's going to be a butterfly.
Classic.
And Caroline is going to be a deer. I don't know.
She's not good in your neighborhood.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from. Last year she was a LPGA golfer, so she's got a wide gamut of of selections, but evidently she's got a deer suit or something.
What y'all done in the past is always really cool when y'all have Halloween day at practice. Y'all gonna be able to do that since you're practicing in the morning, or how are you gonna pull that off? It's such a cool thing when all the kids come all dressed up and they're all, I got the candy. That's awesome.
I know. It's one of my favorite days of the year. What Mike's talking about is, Jenny usually organizes all the staff and their kids usually come out to practice around Halloween, not on Halloween, but that week. And all the kids dress up in their Halloween costumes and bring candy for the players. So they get pictures with their favorite players and pictures together and deliver the candy. One of my favorite pictures of all time is of Woody Barron and Charlotte on that very day, and the attention Woody was paying to Charlotte was pretty special. You know, our practices are in the morning now and kids are in school and not in school, plus we've got all the COVID issues, so getting into here you know, has been an issue. We haven't had any visitors at practice just because of the screening that's got to take place and the testing that's got to take place. So I don't think we're going to be able to do it this year, but we're not canceling it permanently. It's one of my favorite days of the year.
Fu, do you like having a game on Halloween, or would you rather be off? I know you loved it last year when you could trick or treat, but just to not have a game that day.
Yeah, I don't. I would rather get to go trick or treat with the kids, but if I got to pick, but that's all right. I mean, that's part of the deal. It happens, but I always consider it a bonus if. If the schedule falls in a manner that I can get a chance to go trick-or-treating with the kids for a little bit, I consider it a bonus.
Coach, we've had two home games. They've both been at 8 o'clock at night. And I know after the first game against NC State, you came home and you said you watched the game with obviously Cecilia and Jenny. How about this time when you got home late after the BC game?
I went to sleep. I was done. I just, you know, we at 8 o'clock the next morning, we have our – after action review. So we all the staff, all the coaches come in and we sit and watch the whole game together and talk about decisions we made, what we could have done differently or better or worse, or what we liked. So I mean, by the time I get home and finish with my responsibilities up here, this time I didn't even want to watch the game. I just wanted to go to sleep. I was beat.
Coach, I know watching The Social Dilemma has changed you in many ways, as it has a lot of society, myself included. So you may not have seen this, but did you happen to see the synchronized locker room dance that Trey Turner, Hendon Hooker, some of the other guys came up with post-game win?
No, I haven't. The Social Dilemma on Netflix has had a profound effect on me, so I have checked out of that whole ordeal. I have heard about it. Certainly, I believe it was a TikTok, but I'm not sure. I mean, certainly that's not the root of our problems, obviously, in terms of the social dilemma. But I'm confident that I'm gonna be able to find a copy of it or get to see it at some point.
All right, Fu, how about this? Are you a fan of this or not? So here's the scenario. They come to you and say, hey, Foo, we want to like film your pregame speech to the team. And if so, how do you decide? Yeah, I want to do that. No, I don't. Do I have a choice? And do you kind of watch what you say if it's going to be on TV as opposed?
Yeah. So I'm out on that. I just like, first of all, we've done all our talking through the week. You know, I mean, we have meetings every day. I have opportunity to establish the message. By the time it's pregame, it's time to go play. Like, there ain't no game ever been won by a pregame speech. And if you need that pregame speech to get ready to play, then we're in trouble. So mine are very brief, very direct, and very to the point. But you're right. Like, sometimes I do get kind of excited and they say a thing or two that I would not want out there. So I would be a hard pass on the pregame speech.
I still go back to one of them. I think it was from your first year, though, where we did have audio. Maybe they didn't release it till after the game, where you said, it's time to set the record straight. We own the night. I was ready.
I don't know. I must have blacked out on that one. I don't remember saying we own the night. But it could have happened. Like, if I was in the court of law right now, I'd have to say that's entirely possible.
So you got to worry about testing, I guess, a couple more days this week before you can travel, right?
Yeah, had another test today. Should get the results this evening or early tomorrow morning, and then Wednesday and Friday. So, you know, it's kind of this, you know, it never lets up. You know, it's always on you, and you're always thinking about it, and it affects, you know, obviously your behavior and who you're around and what you try and do, because, you know, it's like I've told the team, I'm scared to death. I'm going to let the team down. So we're all trying everything we can to make sure that we don't put ourselves at risk.
Well, Foo, that's why we love having a few minutes of fun at the tail end of Tech Talk Live. We always appreciate your candor, not only during that segment, but all through the night. And this year, particularly your flexibility, as I think this is our third different format and way to deliver people Tech Talk Live. Thanks so much, our friend. We look forward to being behind you on Saturday.
Yeah, no problem. You just tell me what format and when to be there and what to be doing, and I'll be ready, okay?
That's what Jenny said.
Yeah, no doubt.
Head coach Justin Fuente joining us on Tech Talk Live from his office tonight. We hope to be back to what we were doing in previous weeks, and I will point out this one's my fault tonight. This is why we're on Zoom this evening, but hopefully you got all the Hokie info that you needed. That you didn't is the broadcast info. Mike and I have that for you, along with all the weekend particulars, as we close down Tech Talk Live right after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Blacksburg Eye Associates provides award-winning eye care in a family-friendly setting. Our services include comprehensive eye care for both vision and eye health, a dry eye clinic, myopia control, sports vision training, and vision rehab. Plus, Blacksburg Eye Associates has over 1,000 glasses frames in stock. You won't find a better selection of glasses in the area. Blacksburg Eye Associates, located at 1st and Main. Make your appointment today at blacksburgeye.com or by calling 953-2020. That's 953-2020.
Even though Lane may not be filled with over 60,000 fans this fall, you can still be in Lane, making the presence of Hokie Nation felt. Thanks to the support of proud partners Sign Spot in Blacksburg, personalized fan cutouts are now available. For just $70, you can support the Keep Jumping Fund and have your custom fan cutout in Lane for the entire season. Learn more by visiting Hokiesports.com/fancutouts today.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Tackle even your toughest business challenges with support from the First Bank and Trust Company. Hi, I'm Misty Pack, Business Relationship Manager for First Bank and Trust Company. We're in the business of supporting your business. That's why we have a team specifically dedicated to supporting payroll, credit card processing, remote deposit, and other business operating needs. Make us your first choice for business solutions, backed by the local support of our team. Call us today at 276-227-0722 for a free consultation. Member FDIC.
New River Heating and Air is a full-service local company providing Hokie fans with courteous on-time service since 1986. Serving both residential and commercial customers, our trained and certified technicians are on call 24 hours a day. New River Heating and Air performs repairs and maintenance on all makes and ages of units. When you need a replacement, New River Heating and Air proudly installs American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning units to maximize your comfort and energy savings. Visit us online at newriverheatingandair.com or give us a call at 540-731-1979.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from Blacksburg. A couple of different addresses tonight, but nonetheless, great to be back with my Hall of Fame partner, Mike Burnup. And on the way to your next tailgate, be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. And Mike, phenomenal job by you and the crew coaching the Hokies to a third win on the season on Saturday against Boston College. You were there, of course, to witness it in person. What were your takeaways from that game? Because mine watching on TV was exactly what Justin Fuente said. Obviously, he was pleased with the outcome and the result, but plenty of room for the Hokies to improve. And isn't that an exciting concept when you're scoring 40 points?
Yeah, and especially when you're slowly trickling people back. You know, the way that game started out, I was a little scared, to be honest with you, the way they moved the ball right down the field, converted those first two, three downs, and I'm thinking, you got to talk about third down conversions. You have to talk about turnovers. Then they turned it on the second half, and I thought Hendon Hooker was just fabulous. So great job special teams-wise, and I thought they played well. And they got some momentum. Just got to keep it up.
Broadcast particulars for this coming Saturday as the Hokies invade Winston-Salem and Phyllis Field. Mike, myself, Wes Packer, and Cincinnati on the air with you at 2 o'clock kickoff shortly after 3:30. Hokies in keeping the doors across the Virginia Tech Sports Network. We, of course, want to thank Justin Fuente and our producer tonight, Mike Morabito. We give our biggest thanks to all of you. Thanks for being with us. This is always Ian Hokies. Good night, everybody.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's over 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. Check out our Facebook for the latest news and offerings. G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First & Main. Join us each Monday night throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First & Main Blacksburg. Lewisburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.